Alex Soth.
The picture of Charles Lindbergh's bed is sort of like the Headwaters picture for me. It replaces the Headwaters picture in that it's the source from which I think a lot of these ideas of travel and dreams and longing come from. I visited Charles Lindbergh's boyhood home, and on the way, as I often do, I listened to an audiobook of his biography, and there was a story about how Lindbergh and his father wanted to take a Mississippi River trip by boat, and they never did it. But also just listening to the stories of, you know, of Lindbergh, this incredible life, these journeys, but at the same time, this idea of this boy in this bed, all this life ahead of him. I mean, it's really, you know, kind of corny and romantic, but I'm sort of corny and romantic, and in a way, it evokes that whole kind of Huckleberry Finn, boyish, wanderlust quality, which is in fact what a lot of the work's about.